We have a quorum. We can get started.
Am I still on the hot seat for
yes,
the meeting?
Yes, you are.
All right, well, then let us call this meeting to order. It was the May 7th TAC meeting. Do you want to do the introductions or roll call?
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. This meeting is being recorded and broadcast on the city's YouTube channel. Please remember to mute yourself during the meeting when you're not speaking. The chat function for this public meeting is disabled and all chats will go directly to me as host. The city and MPO reserve the right to mute people or turn individual videos on or off to minimize distraction during the meeting. We'll proceed to roll call. Crick?
Here.
Cronin?
Here.
DeVries?
Here.
Rodden?
Here.
Voigt?
Here.
Weigel?
Here.
And both Gentry and Sanford let me know in advance they would be absent today. So we have a quorum.
Don, the first item on the agenda is public comment, general public comment not related to our topics on the agenda. Looks like there's nobody in the room. Is there anybody online who wishes to give general public comment? Please raise your hand.
No one has indicated that they would like to do so. I think most of our attendees today are here to observe our item on the regular agenda.
Excellent. In that case, we'll move on to item C to approve the minutes from April 2nd. Does anybody have any edits or recommendations or a motion to approve
or not approve?
I'll move to approve the minutes from April 2nd.
Second.
Great. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from April 2nd. Would you like to do the roll call vote?
Yep. Crick?
Aye.
Cronin?
Aye.
DeVries?
Aye.
Dowling?
I'll abstain just as okay. I'm not present.
Yep. Rodden?
Aye.
Voigt?
Aye.
Weigel?
Aye.
Motion carries 6-0 with one abstention.
All right. Then we just have, it looks like, one agenda item. Do you have a presentation, Jessica?
I do. Just give me a second and I will share my screen. All right. Good afternoon. To our members and also to the guests that are with us today. We have a special opportunity that's a new opportunity for the Lawrence Douglas County MPO to issue in partnership with the Kansas Department of Transportation a transportation emissions reduction program. And this presentation is about the formal presentation for the call for projects, the project sponsor webinar. And so we will have a series of slides and materials that's also available in your agenda packet for reference later, but we will entertain any questions you may have about this call for projects. Maybe, is it going to go to the next page? There we go. There is a national carbon reduction program with the goal to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from transportation networks. And as part of that, the development of a state carbon reduction strategies and the funding of projects designed to reduce on-road transportation emissions that was part of the bipartisan infrastructure law and is funded through from federal fiscal year 2022 to 2026 at this point. States, as part of this strategy, were required to develop strategies, and KDOT developed their strategy. It was due in November 15th. It's referred to as the Transportation Emission Reduction Strategy for the state of Kansas. That plan identified goals and strategies to support transportation-related emissions reductions, and KDOT's TERS plan was approved by Federal Highways in February of 2024. The plan is linked in the agenda packet, but overall the primary goals of the plan focus on safety, equity, innovation, and sustainability, with secondary goals in alternative fuels, recognition of the need for rural strategies, complete streets, so thinking about multimodal transportation, freight mobility, labor and workforce, and transit. And those are relevant, and you'll want to dive a little bit more into that plan and those goals, because the projects are in that we're looking for in terms of the call for projects. We'll be looking to implement and recognize how your plan is going to address and help support the state's plan and implementation of those goals and strategies. Kansas, from bipartisan infrastructure law, is going to receive $12.5 million per year, of which there is an allocation amount by population to the different MPO areas and to the smaller areas, as well as flexible statewide funding. For the Lawrence-Douglas County region, you can see the yearly estimate or amounts and estimates here. We have 2022 through 2025 funding to distribute in this call for projects, which is equivalent to what we, for a total of $1,024,000. So we're conducting a competitive countywide process to select projects that fit the criteria and within that dollar amount. Projects will be selected, and we'll talk a little bit about that, this project process selection, and amended into the Transportation Improvement Program so they can be amended and included into the November State Transportation Improvement Program. We're looking for ready-to-go and easy-to-implement projects. Projects must be obligated by the end of federal fiscal year 2025. We're looking for projects that support the Lawrence Douglas County Metropolitan's Transportation 2050 plan and that help implement the state's transportation emissions reduction strategies. Eligible projects sponsors are cities, universities, tribal nations, school districts, and other nonprofits. Each project requires a 20% local cash match to the federal funding amount. And eligible project phases include preliminary engineering, construction, and construction engineering. There's some separate provisions for electric vehicle charging and equipment and for allowable costs and projects. All projects will be administered by KDOT or by FTA, depending on the project type. And the process will work with local projects for project development at KDOT. There's a lot of different funding eligibility for projects as part of the carbon reduction program, the federal program, and they have a very much more extensive list of all those specifications. This is some highlights of things that we have pulled out that are eligible in the program. So thinking about energy efficiency of street lighting or traffic control, infrastructure-based intelligent transportation systems, alternative fuel projects such as public EV charging or other fuel, zero emission fuel or equipment, bicycle, pedestrian, non-motorized facilities or micro-mobility projects, traffic monitoring, management, and control facilities. We have released our call for projects and are hosting this project information webinar. We will receive applications and provide a staff evaluation and scoring and a staff recommendation that will come back to the Technical Advisory Committee with final approval by the MPO Policy Board before amendment into the TIP and STIP documents. The call for project is open. All of these documents that were attached to the TAC agenda, this announcement, are also available on our website. Applications will be submitted to the MPO, mpo@lawrenceks.org, with a project deadline due date of June 27th. That gives us a very short timeline to turn around for staff recommendation and scoring for TAC, and then for Policy Board, final recommendation for inclusion in future TIP and STIP. The right is a picture of what the website looks like and a link to that. We have a call for projects fact sheet that explains all of this information in written detail. about the call for projects and project implementation, eligibility, funding level examples, selection process. There's a link to the transportation emissions reduction strategy information, timetables, and our scoring rubric and criteria that is available online. I'd be happy to entertain any questions you may have about our call for projects or any of the documents that we have available online that you may have. We could probably just raise your hand and we'll do it similar since we do have some participants that aren't TAC members. You should feel free to participate in this discussion.
Anyone have any questions to start us off? Well, did everybody get everything they needed out of this presentation?
I'm just starting to look through the links on the website.
Yes.
And so I think 65% was allocated to MPOs, and you said we had Lawrence Douglas County was about $1 million.
Yes.
And the other 35%, is that would exclude us from applying for that? Everyone else gets 35%, or do you know if there's a...
Yeah. Jessica, I can take
yes,
that.
Thank you.
Dave, the 35% is statewide flexible. My name is Allison Smith, and I'm the Carbon Reduction Program Manager. That 35% is statewide flexible funds that KDOT can use anywhere. We currently have a couple of statewide projects that are utilizing those funds at this time. So focus on the $1 million that are available. There will be 26 funds as well coming in, likely further past the years of bill. We're expecting this program to continue, so there will be another call for projects sometime next year. But at this time, yeah, 35% can be utilized.
You don't have to have all your questions answered today. This is the first opportunity. If you have additional questions, Allison and my contact information are on the slides, and we'd be happy to continue to answer questions by phone or email as you go through this process about the application or any of the material. If it's something we can't answer at the MPO, we will redirect you to the state. This is a new process for us to have the opportunity to select and weigh in on projects that are implemented in our region, and so we will be navigating that situation, that this process with KDOT, and we look forward to selecting projects that help implement both the state TERS plan, but also Transportation 2050.
And certainly if you have a project that you're not sure about, let Jessica or I know. If it's one that you believe reduces carbon, and it's not specifically listed in the guidance, I think on page 16, there's a long list of eligible projects. It still may be possible, but you would have to go through a carbon emissions reduction analysis, and we'd have to get approval through Federal Highway and stuff. So we would need to talk that a little more in depth, Willis. But the general eligibility is pretty broad.
Sweet.
Well, does anybody else have any questions that you still want to ask here in the meeting? This seems to be the only agenda item I've been in minutes. Jessica, is that true, or do you have any updates or other business that didn't make it onto here?
That is true. This is our only item.
Well,
it sounds like everybody has heard what they mean to for right now and doesn't have any questions.
Okay.
At least that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
I think, what's the next meeting date? June 4th, if we have it?
Correct. And I can't tell you at this time yet if that will be needed or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I will let you know as soon as I determine that.
All right. Well, in that case, we shall adjourn this meeting only 16 minutes in. I guess that gives us all at least an hour of our time back. Thank you all for attending, and we'll see you next month, probably.
Thank you.
Thanks.